我们现在看路加福音第四章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
十七节。
Verse 17.
第四章十七节。
Chapter 4, verse 17.
有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开，找到一处圣经写着，说十八节。
18.
主的灵高在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。十九节。
19.
报告神悦纳人的喜年。
Verse 17, and he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
这里说主耶稣出来传福音他打开以赛亚书。
Here says that when Jesus come out and preach, he opened the book of Isaiah.
这个就是奥妙的地方。
This is the mystery.
以赛亚书大概是主耶稣出生以前八百年写的。
The book of Isaiah was written approximately 800 years before the Lord Jesus was born.
请问谁能够预测八百年以后谁会出生？
So who can possibly predict that someone will born 800 years later?
没有人知道。
No one would know.
但是八百年前，神就感动先知，把主耶稣的一生都预言出来。
But 800 years before Lord Jesus was born, our God has inspired and revealed to our prophet everything that Lord Jesus will have accomplished.
所以我们越念圣经越发现，如果没有神，这本圣经是没有办法解释的。
So the more we study Bible, the more we feel that without God, this Bible cannot be written.
以赛亚书说必有童女怀孕生子。
The book says that there was a boy that will be born through the Holy Spirit.
必有童女怀孕生子。
Will be born through a virgin.
人要称他名叫以马内利。
And he will be called Emmanuel.
童女怀孕生子，人类历史里面只有一个人。
For a virgin to be pregnant, there's only one incident in the history.
就是玛利亚
，which is Mary.
怀胎主耶稣。
She was pregnant and gave birth to Lord Jesus.
那借着主耶稣来是以马内利的开始。
So through Lord Jesus Christ, there comes the Emmanuel.
以马内利是什么
？What does Emmanuel mean?
神要跟人同在。
That the law will be abide with the man.
这是极好的消息。
This is a wonderful news.
那以赛亚书又预言。
Now, Book of Isaiah continue to prophesy.
有一个孩子为我们而生。
There is a child that will born for us.
他的名要叫做奇妙的策士。
His name will be Wonderful Counselor.
全能的神。
He will be Almighty God.
永在的父。
He will be Everlasting Father.
和平的君。
He will be a peaceful King.
一个小孩子生下来，他有四个头衔。
A child born with these four titles.
人类历史哪里去找这样的小孩子
？In the history of mankind, where can you find a child with this proclamation?
最奇妙的参谋。
The most wonderful counselor.
没有一个问题他没有答案。
There's no one question that he does not have answer for.
没有一个困难他不知道怎么解决。
There's no challenge or difficulty that he doesn't know how to solve.
一切过去、现在、未来，在他面前是赤露敞开的。
Everything in the past, now, and present is completely revealed to him.
第二个
，Second，
他是全能的神。
He is an Almighty God.
这个小孩子是全能的神。
This child is an Almighty God.
这是不可思议的一个预言。
This is an imaginable, miraculous prophecy.
全能的神就是表示神做得到了，他也做得到。
A Almighty God means that if God can accomplish, He can also accomplish.
谁能够这样做呢
？Who else can possibly do that?
就是主耶稣。
Only Lord Jesus.
神做到，他就可以做到。
If God can accomplish, then He can also accomplish.
他是永在的父。
He is an everlasting Father.
他对我们的爱是超过我们所能够想的。
His love to us is surpassing our understanding.
而且是永远的爱。
And it's an everlasting love.
他是永远的父亲。
He's an everlasting father.
所以我们就不会做永远的孤儿。
So we will not be an everlasting orphan.
哦，我们认识了主耶稣，你就找到一个全能的神，他就是你的父亲。
We come to know Christ, then we have found the Almighty God, then He is our Father.
哦，再来，他是和平的君。
Second, again, and now He is a peaceful King.
为什么人跟人会分裂呢？
How come the men will not reconcile, make peace together?
答案在哪里？
Where's the answer?
答案就是主耶稣。
The answer is Lord Jesus.
主耶稣是和平的君。
The Lord Jesus is a peaceful King.
他要成就人跟神的和平。
He will make a reconciliation between men.
所以八百年前的预言，八百年以后完全照这样实现。
So the prophecy made 800 years ago was fulfilled 800 years later.
主耶稣最后一句话成了。
The last word of Lord Jesus Christ is, "It is done."
他把救恩完成。
He has accomplished the salvation.
所以人可以跟神和好。
Therefore, a man can once again reconciled with God.
这个叫做和平的君。
This is the King of Peace.
因为和好，所以才有以马内利，神跟我们同在。
Because there's a reconciliation, therefore Emmanuel, which means that God will be with us.
那主耶稣来世界要做什么？
So what's the purpose of Lord Jesus coming to this world?
所以以赛亚书他就念以赛亚书。
So here that he read out Book of Isaiah.
那这个以赛亚书就讲主耶稣来要做什么？
The Book of Isaiah talk about what Jesus will accomplish when he come to this world.
那主耶稣来要做什么？就是表示我们需要他。
So that means that when Jesus came here to accomplish these things, also means that we need him.
在我们不认识他的时候，主耶稣已经知道我们需要他。
Before we come to know him, Lord Jesus already knew that we need him.
所以他来到世界。
Therefore, he came to this world.
好，如果我们看十八节。
Let us read verse 18.
这个其实这个是以赛亚书六十一章啊，写在以赛亚书六十一章。
This part was actually written in Book of Isaiah chapter 61.
啊，那如果我们读中文啊，我们听刚刚英文读的啊，就差一句话。
If we compare the Chinese translation against the English translation, there's a one discrepancy.
哦，我们再英文先读一次。
Let's read verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.To proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed.
在英文里面哦，传福音给贫穷人，后面还有一句中文没有。
There was a sentence in English that was not written in Chinese after preaching to the poor.
就是医好伤心的人。
Which here says that to send me to heal the brokenhearted.
那为什么人需要耶稣？
Now, why do men need Jesus?
为什么传福音这么紧迫？
Why is it so urgent to preach the gospel?
第一个，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
Because here say to preach the gospel to the poor.
我们是贫穷人吗？
Are we poor?
如果我认为我是贫穷人，我有福气了。
If we think we are poor, then we are blessed.
因为这是得福音的开始。
Because this is the beginning of receiving a blessing.
那这样想法不是太激进吗？
No, if you think that this thought might be a little bit extreme.
原来这个贫穷啊，不是指着物质上的贫穷。
However, this poor does not refer to material poorness.
这是指着心灵上的贫穷。
This refer to poor in our spirit, in our heart.
如果我们觉得心灵很空虚，
Now, if we feel there's emptiness in our heart,
这个是接受信仰的开始。
This is the beginning of receiving the gospel.
那谁比较容易接受信仰？
Now, who is more inclined to receive the gospel?
就是物质上比较缺乏的。
Those who are lacking materially.
生活上比较困难的。
Those who live a difficult life.
条件上比较比人不足的。
Those who has insufficiencies in their lives.
这一些人哦，心灵比较空虚。
These people generally are poor in spirit.
比较贫穷啊，心灵比较贫穷，所以比较容易接受福音。
They are generally poor in spirit.
但是如果有一个人物质很丰富，他也觉得说我的心真的是很空虚，那个也是接受福音的开始。
But if a person who is well blessed and has abundance of material riches, but he also feels he's poor in his heart, then he is primed to receive gospel.
那既然福音要传给贫穷的人，
Now, therefore, if the gospel is to be preached to the poor,
那就是表示通过这个福音要让我们成为富足。
That means that through this gospel, we will become rich.
哇，这真的是好消息。
Now this is a wonderful news.
但是我们看周围的人。
But if we look around people around us,
很多信耶稣几十年，他生活还不是这样吗？
There are many people who believe in Christ for many years and their life are still the same.
那你说富足是什么？
So what are you referring to when you say rich?
当我们讲福音给我们富足，
when you say gospel make us abundant,
这个是恩典上的富足。
This means the blessing and abundance.
就像保罗说，你看我什么都没有。
When Paul said that, you look at me as if I have nothing.
但是我样样都有。
But I have everything.
就是你需要的，神就给你。
So whatever you need, God will give you.
所以看起来没有。
So it looks as if you have nothing.
我们需要到的时候，什么都有。
But when we need them, God will provide.
这个叫做恩典。
And this is a blessing and grace.
啊，有恩典就是富足。
So if we have this grace, we have abundance.
你不需要银行寄多少钱。
We don't have to care how much saving we have in the bank.
我们需要的，神都给我们，这样就是富足啊。
Whatever we need, God will provide. This is abundance.
那这样的富足没有忧虑。
This type of abundance is without worry.
你银行太多钱了，忧虑很多。
Now, if you have a lot of savings in the bank, you will come with a lot of worries.
房子太多，忧虑很多。
Many houses will come with many worries.
但是恩典上富足，没有忧虑。
But if you are abundant in grace and blessings, there are no worries.
因为明天的需要，主耶稣会给我。
Because the need for tomorrow, God will provide.
一天的难处一天当就够了。
The difficulty, the today's difficulty is to be handled by today is sufficient.
恩典上富足。
To be sufficient and abundant in our grace.
再来就是神性上富足。
Therefore, another thing is to be abundant in our spirit.
人不管怎么修炼。
No matter how much we cultivate ourselves,
人都有罪性。
We carry a sinful nature.
所以人的个性啊，很难改变啊。
So it's very difficult to change our personality.
硬的硬到底，傲的傲到底，都是这样。
Those who are stubborn will continue to be stubborn.
但是当神性充满在我们里面，
But when the spirit of God fills in us,
你就可以看到主耶稣的温柔跟谦卑。
You can find the humility and kindness of the Lord Jesus.
这个就是神性的富足。
And this is the abundance of the Spirit of God.
那因为这个神性的富足，就让人觉得这一个人是很尊贵的。
Because of this richness of our Spirit of God, and then you will be, regard this person as noble.
尊贵不是我们身上有什么头衔。
Being regarded as noble, not because we have any title.
尊贵是因为我们成为一个有神的神性的人。
Being normal is because that we have inherit God and have a spirit of God in us.
就像主耶稣一样。
Just like Lord Jesus Christ.
这种神性上的富足，只有在主耶稣里面才有可能的。
This richness of spirit of God is only possible in Christ.
因为借着主耶稣，我们跟神接通了。
Because of Lord Jesus, we are able to connect again with God.
凡是愿意祷告的，都可以改变自己。
For those who are willing to pray, they can all change themselves.
因为当神的性浇灌在我们里面的时候，我们就很自然的改变。
When the Spirit of God pours in us, then we are able to change naturally.
我们自己可以感到我们在改变，别人也可以感到我们在改变。
We can feel ourselves are changing, other people can feel we are changing as well.
所以，如果我们没有办法改变一个人，
So if we cannot change a person,
神可以改变他。
God can change him.
那怎么改变他？
How does he change him?
带他来，让他认识耶稣。
By bringing him in front of God and get him to know God.
跟主耶稣接上关系。
To connect with Lord Jesus.
你就发现他变越来越好。
Then you will discover that he become better and better.
所以这个是贫穷的人需要主耶稣。
Therefore, we know that those who are poor need Christ.
神要让他神性上富足。
God wants him to be rich in spirit.
最后是来世的富足。
Lastly is the rich in the life to come.
有人说死就完了。
Many people say that once you die, everything is gone.
这是人说的嘛。
This is what men would say.
但是未来那个世界不是人掌管的。
But the world, who's control the world to come?
你没有说，你说没有就没有。
It's just because you say there's nothing, then there's really nothing.
未来的世界神掌管。
Because God control the world and the life to come.
所以神说的就算。
So what God say will count.
死后还有审判。
Because when we die, there's a judgment.
这才是可怕。
This is dreadful.
但是死后又应许我们天国永远的荣耀。
But when we die, there will be heavenly kingdom and eternal glory.
这才是真正的福气。
And this is a true blessing.
所以一个人在信仰上追求。
So when a person pursue in his spirit,
他可以看到天国的荣耀。
He can see the glory of heaven.
这个就是我们的盼望。
And this is our hope.
所以贫穷有福气的。
So those who are poor are blessed.
哪一个人觉得他很贫穷，那是得福气的开始。
So anyone who feels that he's poor in spirit, it's the beginning of receiving a blessing from God.
那第二句话就是, 让伤心的人得到医治。
And the second sentence is that to heal the brokenhearted.
伤心的人太多了。
There are many who have a broken heart.
你叫伤心的人怎么办呢? 忍耐吧。
What do you tell the those who are brokenhearted to endure, to have patience?
忍耐到酒会发疯的。
But if you continue to endure and be patient to the end, you might go crazy.
有的是会忧郁症的。
And some might have a anxiety or depression.
所以这单单是忍耐，这不是答案。
So just to be patient is not the answer.
能够让我们里面那个伤心啊，把它改变成为喜乐，这个才是伟大。
To change our broken heart to a heart of joy, now this is something great.
这不是心理医生做得到的。
This is not any doctor or psychologist that can accomplish.
你心里有问题，到心理医生，他用很多的问题一直把你挖出来。
If you have a problem, you go to a psychologist, he might ask you a lot of questions, try to find more questions and issues.
为了让你的这个痛苦把它发泄出来。
The purpose is to open yourself up and to vent.
但这不是根本的方法。
But this is not a fundamental solution.
因为你回到家里面，那个东西又出来了。
But once you go back home, the issue still face you.
恨的还是恨。
Those who hate still hate.
你怎么办?
What do you do?
这个没有办法解决的。
There's nothing that can be solved.
那主耶稣要让伤心的人得到医治。
But Lord Jesus wants those brokenhearted to be healed.
所以我们看主耶稣给我们一个极大的应许。
So we see that Lord Jesus gave us a great hope.
在约翰福音里面。
In Book of John.
约翰福音的16章。
Book of John.
15章
Book of John chapter 15
11节
Verse 11
这些事我已经对你说了是要叫我的喜乐存在你的心里并叫你的喜乐可以满足
These things I have spoken to you that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full
耶稣的应许我的喜乐要存在你的心里
Here the Lord Jesus promised that my joy will be in you
这不是人的 这是主耶稣的喜乐 要进到我们心里
this is not man's joy but the joy of Christ will enter into our heart
那我们的喜乐就可以满足
then our joy may be full
什么是满足 100%
what does it mean being full mean 100%
那主的喜乐怎么进到我们里面
so how does Christ's joy come into our heart
9节10节就在讲爱
verse 9 and 10 say it's about love
当那个神的爱进到我们里面
when the love of God came into our heart
我们是多么的满足
How content and how joyful we are.
爱一进来,
Once the Lord come into our heart, hatred is gone.
所以为什么恨没有办法解消?
Why, how come the hatred cannot be resolved?
没有爱在里面。
Because there's no love in the heart.
那爱从哪里来?
So where does love come from?
爱从主耶稣来。
The love come from Jesus.
所以主耶稣能够安慰我们。
So Lord Jesus can comfort us.
因此有的人在这个 破碎的家庭、破碎的婚姻，或者父母不教的管教下长大，这个心里永远是阴天的。
So many people come from a broken family, a broken marriage. In their hearts, always a cloudy day.
这种心理的病态啊，没有人能够医。
This type of mentality cannot be healed by anything.
因为久了就变成个性啊。As long as it developed,
it became a part of your problem, your personality.
没有办法医的。
There's nothing that can be healed.
一直到有一天,
until one day,
主耶稣的爱进到我们里面,
when the love of the Lord Jesus comes into our heart,
过去没有办法, 全部有办法,
the things that we cannot accomplish, now everything is possible.
神的爱一进到里面,
once the love of God comes into our heart,
你感觉到很光明, 很温暖,
we feel peace, we feel brightness,
充满着感动,
we feel inspiration.
所以要赦免不是这么困难,
so to forgive is not difficult.
一旦能赦免, 恨就没有了。
Once we are able to forgive, then hatred will be gone.
人跟人之间这个 bitterness, 苦毒就没有了。
Then the bitterness between people are gone.
所以为什么主耶稣能够安慰我们？
So why Lord Jesus can comfort us?
是因为他的爱进到我们里面。
Because our love come into our heart.
所以你看伤心的人，晚上睡不着觉的人，痛苦的人太多了。
So there are many people who are brokenhearted, who cannot fall asleep, and who are in agony.
你能做什么？
What can you do?
我能做什么?
What can I do?
我们都是人，我们不能做什么?
We are all human beings. There's not much we can do.
但是主耶稣能做什么?
But what can Lord Jesus do?
他可以做很多。
He can do many things.
所以要把他带来认识耶稣。
So we need to bring those people in front of Lord Jesus to come to know him.
让他得安慰。
So he can be comforted.
让他过一个新的人生。
So he can lead a new life.
充满喜乐的人生。
A life filled with joy.
这不是很好吗?
Isn't that wonderful?
所以我们要传福音啊。
Therefore, we must preach gospel.
因为心灵有问题的太多了。
There are many people who have broken heart, who have issue in their heart.
那一些人需要主耶稣。
These people need Christ.
我们传福音给他就是爱他。
If we preach gospel to them, we love them.
就是帮助他。
We actually help him.
解决没有一个人能够解决的问题。
To solve the problems that no one else could solve.
就是心里面那个死结，打不开的死结。
Which is the tie. That's inside of the dead knot that's inside of our heart.
我们再看, 18节,
let's look at 18.
叫我传闻给贫穷的人，医好伤心的人，下面差遣我报告被掳的得释放。
So,
第四章十八节,
Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to the recovery of his sight.
美国不是很自由吗? 对，很自由。
Now, is the United States very free?
所以你看，你想要喝酒，你可以买，随便都可以，买多少都可以。
So, if you want to drink alcohol, you can buy as much as you want.
如果你要用 drug,
if you want to use drug,
你有钱都买得到。
As long as you have money, you can buy them.
很自由。
A lot of freedom.
更不要讲抽烟，更自由。
Forget about the smoking, that's even easier.
但是自由的另外一面,
but what's the other side of freedom?
就是捆绑,
which is a bondage.
所以不要以为美国很自由，我带孩子来很好。
So don't think that the States is very free, that bring kids here are very good.
我们带美国孩子到这里来，如果不小心，他就被捆绑了。
If we bring kids here, if we are not careful, they will be bonded by the sin.
被酒捆绑了。
Bonded by the alcohol.
没有喝酒不行啊。
Without alcohol, they cannot do anything.
被drug捆绑了。
Bonded by the drugs.
被很多坏的习惯捆绑了。
Bonded by many bad habits.
一旦捆绑, 解脱不了。
Once they are bonded, they cannot be released.
这个就是圣经里面讲啊, 两个律在征战。
This is what Bible tells us. There are two laws within our heart.
你知道善做不出来。
We know what's good, but we cannot carry them out.
我知道这样的生活不好，我没有办法离开。We
know this type of life is not good for us, but we cannot leave them.
做很多父母看到小孩子，你想帮助他，你能帮助什么？
Many parents see their kids, children leading a bad life, but they want to help, but they cannot help.
小孩子用 drug, 你能帮助什么？
If your kids are using drug, what can you do?
没有办法帮助。
There's not much you can do.
你的配偶如果喜欢喝酒，
If your spouse is an alcoholic,
你能帮助什么?
What can you do?
没有办法帮助的。
There's not much you can do.
但是有一个能够帮助他。
But there's one that can help.
就是主耶稣。
That is Lord Jesus.
他要让人得到自由。
He will give a liberty to all.
这是何等的可贵。
How precious is that?
主耶稣的自由是真自由。
The liberty of Christ, the freedom of Christ is true.
从心里面把罪解消, 这不是真自由吗?
Now he released the sin, transgression from our heart. Isn't that a true liberty?
从你的肉体里面把罪性解消, 这不是真的自由吗?
Now he released our fleshly desire. Isn't that a true liberty?
人类问题的根源就是罪在里面。
Now the key issue of human is the sin.
罪解消了就自由了。
Once we solve the problem of sin, then we are free again.
所以有时候你看到为什么很多的家庭问题一大堆。
So now we see that many people, many families have problems.
归结到说一个字罪。
The conclusion is that because of sin.
怎么解决?
How do you resolve it?
来到主耶稣的面前。
Come before Lord Jesus.
被神的能力充满。
To be filled with the power of God.
神的灵在哪里, 那里就得到自由。
Wherever God's power is, then there will be liberty.
当我们得到自由,
Once you receive this liberty,
你就发现我不必须，我不需要那个。
You'll find that we no longer need this bondage.
不是我很需要，我不得，我需要。 用努力去控制，不要去追求那个。
It's not because we are addicted. We have to use our self-power to control ourselves.
因为你不需要了。
Because you no longer need it.
啊，不需要你就很自由。
Once you no longer need it, then you are set free.
是这个信仰的力量。
So this is power of faith.
所以为什么我们要传福音给别人
？This is why we need to preach gospel to others.
因为这一种自由不是钱买得到的。
Because this true freedom cannot be bought by money.
真正把那最有力量的解消了。
A power that can really resolve the issue of our sin.
哦，这个罪有力量就是罪。
This power is from sin.
所以受压制的啊，被掳的得释放哈。
So those who are captive can be released.
下面报哦，释放，让瞎眼的得看见。
And those who are blind can be recovered.
我们觉得我眼睛好好的。
Now we might say that we have good eyes.
啊，等我有一天我白内障了，手术不好，我再去找主耶稣吧。
Once we have a disease in our eyes, then we can go to doctor, or look for Lord Jesus.
什么叫做瞎眼的得看见
？So what does it mean to be blind and to recover your sight?
我们来看《使徒行传》二十六章。
Let's turn to Acts 26.
使徒行传二十六章。
Acts 26.
十八节。
18.
二十六章十八节
，Acts 26:18。
我差你到他们那里去，是要叫他们眼睛得开，从黑暗归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
18. To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, and that they may receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
有时候我们看到别人会很羡慕。
Sometimes we look at others and we envy them.
哦，如果像他，不晓得多好。
If we are like them, how wonderful that would be.
这是因为我们用肉眼在看着。
Because we are actually looking at them with the eyes of flesh.
但是有一天，神开我们的眼睛。
But one day when God will open our eyes.
这是属灵的眼睛。
This is spiritual eyes.
你就发现，很羡慕的人，你不一定会羡慕。
So those that you used to envy, you might no longer envy them.
因为当我们眼睛得开之后。
Because when our eyes are opened,
我们就发现我们还活在灵界里面。
We discover that we live in this spiritual world.
那物质界是在戏台上演戏。
And the material world is like a stage show.
会下台的。
It will eventually end and come down.
会结束的。
It will conclude.
它的价值是有限的。
Its value is limited.
但是灵界是永远的。
The spiritual world is forever.
所以这几件事情很重要啊。
So these few things are very important.
从黑暗归向光明。
From darkness to light.
眼睛一开，我们发现没有信仰是活在黑暗里面。
Once we open our eyes, then we can see those who with faith no longer live in darkness.
黑暗就是没有希望。
Those who are in darkness have no hope.
黑暗就是死亡。
Darkness is death.
黑暗就是罪恶。
Darkness is sin.
这个就是没有信的。
This belongs to those who have not yet believed.
光明就是希望。
And brightness means hope.
啊，光明就是生命。
Brightness means life.
光明就是公义。
Brightness means righteousness.
所以我们传福音给别人。
So when we preach gospel to others,
是让他从黑暗进到光明。
We actually lead them from darkness to light.
这实在是太重要了。
This is very very important.
那下面从撒旦的权下归向神。
Here says that we also turn them from the power of Satan to God.
所以从灵界来看，世界只有两分法。
So from a spiritual perspective, there are only two things which,
凡是跟神没有份的，全部在魔鬼那边。
So those who have no part in God, they belong to the Satan.
不管你住在哪里
，No matter where you live,
跟神没有份的，全部属魔鬼。
As long as you have no part in Lord, then you belong to Satan.
那这样看就很可怕了。
Now if we look at it this way, then that's very dreadful, very terrible.
不是住在美国就好。
It's not because you live in the United States, it's good.
不是住在 Orange County 就好啊。
It's not because you live in Orange County, then it's good.
你住在这里，如果跟神没有份，还是在魔鬼的权下。
If you live here, but you have no part in the Lord, then you still live under the dominion of Satan.
所以我们要传福音给他们。
So when we preach gospel to them,
让他能够进到神的国。
So they can enter into the kingdom of God.
圣经说，那叫做爱子的国度。
This is the Son of Love, the kingdom of Son of Love.
这是何等的可贵。
This is how precious is that.
所以一旦我们明白这个福音的重要性
，So once we understand the importance of the gospel,
啊，神的爱充满了我们
，The love of God filling us.
我们会非常投入、非常认真的去传福音。
we will be very dedicated, very enthused about preaching the gospel.
所以这里说, 从撒旦全家归向神,
so here say that turn the power of Satan to God.
又因信我得蒙赦罪,
so that they may receive forgiveness of sins.
只有回到神的面前,
only when we return to a God can we resolve the issue of sin. Sin is not just about offending some other people.
罪是得罪神。
A sin is offending God.
来到神面前,
so we come before God and our sins will be forgiven.
这个病才可以得医治,
and our illness will be healed.
这个债才可以得到偿还,
and this debt can be forgiven.
所以非常重要, 我们要带领人信主,
so it's very important that we need to bring people to Christ so their sins may be forgiven.
最后和成圣的人同得基业。
Lastly, those who are sanctified may receive the inheritance.
天国的盼望.
This is the heavenly hope.
所以我们因为传福音，这要叫人让人眼睛得开.
So we preach the gospel so their eyes may be opened.
这是何等大的善事.
How wonderful is this deed.
最后再回来看路加福音第四章.
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 4.
最后一句话, 叫受压制的得自由.
Last sentence. Those who are oppressed may be set at liberty. That refers to those who are oppressed by Satan. So they will receive freedom and liberty. Satan used different ways to oppress people. But as long as we are in Christ, we will receive this liberty.
19节,
Verse 19.
报告神悦纳人的禧年。
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
人跟神是天跟地这样的差别。
The man and God is as far as wide as heaven and earth.
要怎么让神能够悦纳人呢?
So how can we become acceptable to God?
只有通过主耶稣。
It's through Lord Jesus Christ.
赦罪的恩典。
Through the forgiveness of sin,
我们才能够得到神的悦纳。
Then we can be acceptable to God.
所以传福音就是要告诉人神悦纳我们的禧年。
So to preach the gospel is to preach that this is the year of that we are acceptable.
18节第一句话,
verse 18.
主的灵在我身上,
the spirit of the Lord is upon me.
他用膏膏我。
Because he has anointed me.
所以人要传福音之前需要有主的灵，就是圣灵在我身上。
So before a person can really preach the gospel, he needs to have the Spirit of God in him.
然后用这个膏来膏我们,
and use this blessing to anoint us.
这是什么意思?
What does that mean?
用神的能力来膏我们,
which means to use the power of God to anoint us.
所以我们再看当时使徒去传福音,
if we look at those apostles when they were preaching the gospels,
都是开始从祷告开始,
they all started from prayer.
祈祷传道, 而不是传道祈祷。
They start with prayer and preach, not preach and pray.
所以我们在灵恩布道会之前要很注重祷告。
So before our evangelical service, we need to put a lot of time into prayer.
如果神在动工,
if God is willing to work,
带人来信主不是这么困难的。
Bringing people to Christ is not hard at all.
因为神在动工还有什么难?
Now, if God is willing to work, how hard could it be?
如果神没有动工,
if God does not work,
带人信主是很难的。
It's very difficult to bring people to Christ.
所以难不难差在神有没有在动工。
So whether it's difficult or easy, it's up to God whether God will work or not.
我们祷告就是求神怜悯, 来祝福我们的工作。
So when we pray, we ask for his mercy so he can bless our work.
所以有一次我在这里参加这个早祷会, 哇, 很多家庭, 小孩子都来, 礼拜天9点。
So one time I was here to attend a morning prayer, then I found many people, many families bring their little kids here.
我真的很感动。
Then I was really touched.
9点, 有的人可能还在睡觉, 在打哼。
9 o'clock, some people might still be sleeping.
我们一大群家庭来祷告, 敬虔的家庭。
Then we see families, godly families, devout family come here to play.
有的人可能跑到外面去打球了。
Some might go out and play balls.
那个都可以啊, 那都是好的。
Those are all good.
但是神摆第一吧。
But they put God first.
教会有联恩会, 我们为教会来祷告, 这个第一。
Because there's a feast. In God's house, so they put God first.
祷告啊, 你要打球, 要shopping, 要做什么, 那这个第二。
Then after prayer, you want to shopping, you want to play balls, you want to do anything, you can do that.
那大家把神的事情放在第一。
But when everyone put God's matter first,
圣工一定发展。
The God's work will be blessed.
因为这本来就是神的旨意啊。
Because it's the will of God.
主耶稣来要救每一个人。
It's will of Christ to save everyone.
他圣殿里把这个使命交托给我们。
When he ascended to heaven, he has entrusted us with this mission.
他把得救的真理交托给真耶稣教会。
He entrusted this of salvation truth to True Jesus Church.
他把宝贵的圣灵降在我们身上。
He has given us this precious Holy Spirit.
我们还有什么理由可以推辞？
What other excuses do we have to turn it down?
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
284首。
284.